Shalom lachem.
Hello, thank you for being with us. We're here with our new live series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. We can hear you. Hello, everyone. This is our 1,240, the number of this series, the challenges as a result of the corona, mental challenges. The experts are saying we're heading up to a tsunami of post-corona mental illness. When they try to analyze it, they're talking about isolation, that people aren't being to the increased anxiety. There were situations where people couldn't get to the medication they need, the economic uncertainty, the fear of the future, many factors that all together create a situation where a person who's now starting to come out of lockdown is in a mental state, very fragile mental state. So they're anticipating a great increase with mental issues. How do you see our situation, mental situation, coming out of lockdown? I see it as very not simple. I think it's far more difficult than what people think.
We're in a situation
at the point of the crisis, the point of birth. Crisis is called birth of the new situation, the new humanity, new life, and more births and more situations that in a series humanity will receive upon itself these changes. This crisis, I don't know how much it influenced. Its goal was to show us that we live in a global world where we're all connected to one another around the globe and dependent on one another. Truly around the globe. I'm not sure that humanity understands this. Of course, the politicians don't understand this. And the tycoons, they also don't understand. And if there's philosophers, scientists here and there, they don't have strength to explain and awaken humanity to look at things this way. So it turns out that we're in a situation that's very not simple. I want to ask about this non-simple situation and break it down into factors to understand what causes a person today, this non-simple mental situation that's so complex. Is it social isolation, the fact that we're social creatures, that we went through a stage where we had to stay closed inside our homes, caused the person some shake up, how do you see the influence of isolation, this forced isolation, on a person's mental state? No, many times we sat in isolation. I remember in the war, the Gulf War, there were all kinds of situations. There's no problem. I don't think it's a problem for Israel. We couldn't go out with the kids. Let's even say without life danger, you're sitting at home and everything. You have to wait for the wave to pass over you, and that's it. I don't think that's the problem. So what do you think is the main factor that causes a person to have a very fragile mental state? He doesn't know himself, but I know. What is the main factor? The main factor is that we're going into a system, an integral system, that's round, like a ball, where we're all dependent on one another, connected to one another, responsible for one another, around the globe. We're still continuing to pretend to play with power, wars,
force.
But it's not working. It's not working anymore. We still don't understand, but we can already feel that it's not the missiles playing with all these things. It's like kids that are fighting with each other in some groups with the sticks. We're in a situation where we don't know what system we're going back to, because we're not going back to a system. We think we're going back. We're demanding, where's the store? Where's the restaurant? Where's this company? Where's this that there was before? It was there before. And we won't be able to go back to what was there before. Do you think that people's mental health is going to decrease? It's like we lost the world. We lost the world that we were in. That somehow it wasn't a good world, clearly. We all used to complain and scream and criticize that world without end, but it was clear to us what we had to do and how to behave, and now it's not. Now it's unknown. As we go back, and where to go back, and how to go back, do we still work from home? Suddenly I hear, no, they don't want to work from home. They want to work from offices, etc., etc. Meaning, we don't know where we're headed. Apart from that, whether we like it or not, half of the small businesses can't exist. At least. Whichever way you put it. It's going to be a lot less effective. If I understand, I'll summarize. We lost the world that we had, the world that we knew. It was far from perfect, but at least we knew how to deal with it, that we lost. And we have no clue where we're headed. Everything has become unknown. Meaning, altogether, the factor that is awakening our mental state is actually this lack of certainty. The lack of certainty of an average person. Toward this precise element, after we define this uncertainty of where we're headed, I'm continuing to the next stage. What can provide us with the protection, mental protection, so we won't reach a state where we're harming our soul? The health of the spirit, that's the main issue. If we don't understand where we are, it's as if we lost our anchor. And this is what we need to say. The world has become an integral world, and we need to see from the scenario playing out that humanity, the nations, continents, the countries, they're becoming more connected to one another, even though you can see no hand directing it. It's coming from nature. If we understand this, if we feel this, if we work according to this, as we should, then surely we'll be able to understand and succeed. But it's only on the condition that we'll relate properly to what's happening. Nature is inviting us to be part, the integral part of all the form of nature. Nature is completely integral, global. All the parts are connected to one another. It's one source, one system, where all its parts are supportive and support each other like the cells in one body. And we don't want to be, we don't want to participate in a beneficial way to this thing. And this is where the problem starts. This is why it's called His hand is in all and everything. That we are the strongest and we are the worst. That we are not going along with the integralness of nature. In this picture, what do you feel is the main element that can provide the private person with this protection, this anchor, so that they won't get into real, like, mental shock? First of all, to know where he is. This is what we talk about in many places. We study this from all the sciences, natural sciences. There's tons of material, but our ego doesn't want us to absorb this integral picture, because it obligates us to participate in each and everything around us and relate to everything happening around us in a responsible manner. I want to speak from a wider perspective about the population. In Canada, they're talking about the most important thing being dealing with corona is they're doing everything to increase the emotional strength of the population. How do you see a population, a country, to feel protected and not being broken by this crisis? It depends on every country, a nation. Apart from Canada and other countries, as much as I know Canada, there they have relatively good conditions. They have natural resources, they have water, electricity, they have tons of agriculture, everything. It's a country. The population itself not coming from the close east, it's coming from the far east. It's a big difference. The people that are coming to live there, it's something else. We can take an example from Canada. But truly, I'm very concerned that humanity won't want to receive this form of the ball, this circle of integralness of nature as a necessity that's telling us that we must finally think about the general ecology, about the general society, how to help one another, how to support one another, because we're dependent on the egoistic forces, and now it's coming apart. So what's going to hold us? In psychology, one of the tools they recommend to people to get through difficult stages where reality is shaking us up, to maintain their mental strength and not get into a big crisis, they recommend thinking positively. Whatever happened to you, start looking at it with different eyes, that it's not a great disaster, but there might be something positive. What do you think about this attitude? Can it help us today? It can help us, but on the other hand, we shouldn't erase the negative phenomena that are standing in our way. We shouldn't close our eyes like little kids and pretend it doesn't exist. We mustn't do that. In this way, we can reach much greater crises. Therefore, we must look correctly at what's happening, not get into panic and get too emotional. On the other hand, we need to know that we're responsible for what's happening. And what's happening, we caused it with our... There's many problems with the way we relate to nature, the way we relate to humanity, and we caused it. Another thing psychologists recommend to protect yourself from some mental breakdown is to take up all kinds of hobbies that will distract you from these bad thoughts about what will happen in the future. What do you think of that? I think it's not a mature way of looking at it. This is what kids do. They want to close themselves up. Let's play. We don't care. Whatever happens. There's many psychological methods. Or apparently, I don't think it's correct. We've reached a situation where nature can no longer stand us, that the earth can no longer stand us, that we're warming up the water in the oceans. What do we do with the air? What do we do with the earth, with ourselves? We've reached a state where everything's allowed. How much can nature hang on? It's a general system. Global system is keeping in balance. How much of this homeostasis, this balance of all the parts of nature, of all the levels of nature, can remain even with us going in there and wanting to break this balance? Meaning the main central point where we're making a mistake is the ecological crisis that we're causing due to our behavior. That's the ecological crisis. But also in ecology, we're there as part of creation. We're there with our psychology, with our relations, also to people and also to nature, to all the levels of nature. Everything is there. Ecology is not apart from a person, how a person relates to nature. It includes a person, how he relates to himself and those around him. So what there is not stable, what's not organized properly in how a person relates to himself and those around him and to other humans, what causes this mental... First of all, lack of consideration for one another, lack of consideration for nature around us. We're not educating ourselves to be truly humans living in the correct society, global. We appear wild, limited. I would say so not intelligent. I don't even know how to put it. It's embarrassing to see people behaving this way. Look what's happening in every government in the world. Look what's happening, how a person's treating natural resources. Why is he destroying nature to replace it with paper, with those dollars, and put them into a safe? These natural resources aren't worth more than those papers? Surely the person doesn't understand where he is. And we don't have another planet. We're in a state... Nature is already starting to protect itself in an aggressive way, aggressively toward us. We saw how in 2 months, when we were in lockdown, we saw what happened with nature. Water changed, the air changed. Suddenly the animals came out and they're walking around the parks and the streets. They felt that there's no pressure, no fear from people. Why do they have to be afraid of people? Why are the plants afraid of people? Water can even feel that we're destructive, the only destructive force in nature. So what does nature do? It wants to take us out of this whole apparatus, to remove us. So coronavirus, and I'm sure there's many other worse means in line. It's the reaction of nature to us. And in nature, it's the force of bestowal against the force of reception. It's two opposite forces. We awaken these forces. We awaken the coronavirus, all these things. It's us, humans, because of our relations and our relations throughout nature. And we've already reached a state where ahead of us, there's a whole series of blows, and I don't know what will be left of humanity if we don't change our behavior. So you're asking what the main thing is? The main thing is to understand that we are the main force to cause the integralness of all of nature. The only thing left is to focus on what can you recommend to me on a practical level, a tip for strengthening my mental strength. What advice can you give me to strengthen myself for everything that's coming? We don't need to look at nature like this. I don't need to protect myself from nature. I need to go along with nature. This attitude is wrong, that I need to protect myself. I need to protect myself. I need to close myself off. I need to be afraid from all the blows, all these things. Where's my armor? No. Of course not. That's not the path. We need to be friendly between us and friendly toward the nature around us, vegetative and animate. We need to relate to it because we all belong to the same planet, and now we must make a calculation and really make it healthy from this situation that we brought it to. What does that mean to relate in a friendly way, and how can it influence my mental state, my personal mental state? First of all, to understand that we live on one planet and we're all dependent on one another. And we mustn't waste the things that come from nature, things that are necessary. We need to understand how we relate to other people, how we protect ourselves by having good relations between us, because our thoughts influence very much the planet and the forces around it, because our thoughts are the highest level, the upper force in our nature. We need to begin to teach people, to educate people on the planet that we belong to one group of 8 billion people, but it's one group. And we all have the same planet, and it's not so big now. And we need to think how we live in it. And from all this, by developing new systems of life, we can't, after these viruses, go back to what was before. We can't. It won't help us. It won't help. Nature will bend us now, gradually. And if we resist and want to go back, we'll get the next blow. but nature will force us to understand who we are. What tip can you give me so that I'll reduce the pressure slightly? I don't want to reduce the pressure. Reducing the pressure, that's not what I want. I want nature to press us as much as possible until people accept what they need to protect nature and to return it to a better state even. So how would you define the mental change that we must go through? From the side of nature, I wouldn't soften anything on us. I would hold us like this so that we would maintain the necessary work we need for maintaining humanity, only the really necessary ones, and everything else, they should be canceled. They should be on unemployment, so what? What do we need it for? Nothing will happen if we don't open boutiques and restaurants and barbers and all the beauticians and everything. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen if we work from home, most people. Let's put out less garbage to the street. Look what happened. Even accidents, even less deaths than usual. With corona and everything. So what's bad? Why bad? We need to force people to think what kind of life we need to have if we're in harmony with one another and with nature. What regular life we need to have. I think that half of humanity doesn't even have anything to do. It doesn't need to work. They need to study. They need to study. Like little kids, the big people also need to study. How to be in good relations between them with nature, how to cause good to the whole population, to the air, to the whole globe. Put them out to do small things, arrange fields, trees, all kinds of things that will be healthy and healthy for nature. And really teach us how to relate properly between us and to nature. This is what people need to do. Apart from basic necessity, of course. Basic necessity, of course. But how many people need to work for that? 10%, 20% of the population. And everyone else? Everyone else are just making a profit off each other, and they're ruining the infrastructure. They're harming nature. Last question in one sentence. How can you conclude the mental challenge that is standing before us? A person has to start dealing with correcting himself and correcting the world, and not breaking himself and breaking the world. Let's hope we succeed. Good luck. Thank you, Rav Lyman. Thank you for being with us. New Life Series, we're learning to live well. All the best.